Madam Clerk, item number one, please.
Item number one from the Director of Child Support Services, submitting an informational report addressing structural overview, performance metrics, caseload comparison, community outreach efforts, and programming administration. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. And today we are joined. I will let them introduce themselves. But what I'm trying, what I'd like to try to do is that all of us recognize that there are many positive things that go on in Milwaukee County. Unfortunately, we seem to only deal with the issues that maybe are a little negative, or the media maybe doesn't give us a chance to toot our own horns. So we're going to take that opportunity ourselves. And what I'd like to do is, on a regular basis, lead off these meetings with something that's positive. And today, we have before us Child Support Enforcement. They've done some incredible work. I'll have them introduce themselves. And please, gentlemen, toot your own horn.
Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Good morning to you. Good morning to members of the committee. I'm Jim Sullivan. I'm the Director of Child Support Services in Milwaukee County. I very much appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you guys a little bit about some of the programming that we have going on in child support, the basic structure of it, and then also some of the community outreach that we're doing. And with me today is Mr. Al Holmes. Al is the CEO of My Father's House, an important social service organization on the northwest side of Milwaukee, a longtime veteran of social services here in Milwaukee County, and a key partner of child support with Pathways Responsible.
Welcome.
How would you like to say hello before I jump in?
Sure.
Okay. I will be talking a little bit more about the Pathways Responsible Fatherhood Grant in a little bit. So just structurally, child support is divided into four different
divisions. We have case management, which is the largest. This is, of course, our case managers, some paralegals, people who are meeting with the public. A financial division that makes sure that payments that come in from non-custodial parents are passed through to the state trust fund and ultimately get the custodial parent and the family. We have a legal division that's headed up by our legal counsel administrator, Janet Nelson. As an aside, I would point out that last week, Janet was elected the new president of the Wisconsin Child Support Enforcement Association. And also, when I mentioned case management, the supervisor, the manager that we have over that department is Jatan Richardson. Jatan was also just honored by the Wisconsin Child Support Enforcement Association as Wisconsin Child Support Manager of the Year. So these are great honors to some of our leadership team, and we're very happy to have that. So one thing that I've talked about in terms of child support when any of us have had an opportunity to talk about it is that we are a performance-measured organization. How we do in terms of making sure that people are responsible for their own kids with the goal that folks end up not falling through onto the social services, the welfare network, that's measured, and it's measured on a monthly basis. It's measured on four different metrics. One is paternity establishment, genetic testing, establishing who is the child's father. That means not only responsibility in terms of support, but also comes with it some legal rights in terms of the ability to inherit and that child's rights to the parent as well. So paternity establishment, order establishment, do we have a court order in place for this particular case, collection of current support, and then finally collection on arrears. And there's a funding formula by which federal and state funds flow through to the counties based on how you're doing. And of course, in Milwaukee County, that can end up being a challenge. We have large measures of urban poverty here. We have long-term unemployment. We also have by far and above the biggest caseload in the state. We have approximately 126,000 cases, which has been a tremendous challenge for us. I'm going to be passing around a couple of charts here that I thought would help to illustrate. Mark, can you pass those around? Thank you very much. some of the challenges that we have here. This is this red, green, and blue chart that you see here. When I took over as Child Support Services Director for Milwaukee County, I was under the impression that probably while we would be in a very different boat than some of the smaller counties like Pepin County or Door County, that we have very different larger populations, that surely we must be similar to some of the other larger urban jurisdictions that are out there. And so what I've got here is a chart where the upper left in red, it takes a look at the numbers of employees that you have in the different large urban jurisdictions. And what you see, not surprisingly, is Los Angeles and Cook County, Clark County, by the way, that's Las Vegas, New York City. So we're looking here in terms of the total number of employees, Los Angeles being the highest there at about 1,600. New York in there, a little over 800. And Milwaukee County, well, you know, we're big, but we're not that big. So we're looking at about 140 full-time equivalent employees in Milwaukee County. Now, if you look at the caseload here down at the bottom in the blue, now, not surprisingly, Los Angeles County is quite big. New York City, very big, 300,000 plus 400,000 cases that you're seeing in those large urban jurisdictions. Well, so when I listened to a presentation from the Los Angeles director, and she spent a lot of time talking about how big the Los Angeles County Child Support Office is, well, it's big, but it's like 330,000. And I'm thinking, well, that's big, but it's not an order of magnitude bigger than Milwaukee County with our 126,000. The difference is why they've got three times the employees, they've got 10 times the staff. So when you take a look at Los Angeles's number of full-time equivalent employees doing the job of making sure people are responsible for their kids versus that large caseload, when you actually look at the caseload per FTE, in Los Angeles County, that's about 200 cases per employee of the Child Support Agency. In New York City, it's a little under 500. In Milwaukee County, it's about 900 cases per FTE. So what we're talking about here is this is the one-armed paper hanger here. This is our people are extremely busy, and they are being asked to do a very big job with a fairly small staff. Now, so how are they doing? So I'm going to pass along a couple of additional pieces of art for you here. One is our monthly paternity establishment numbers. What that shows is this is over the past year, and it shows that paternity establishment continues to go up. So while we've got a very busy staff, that nonetheless the numbers have been going up consistently. We're now approaching 92% on our paternity establishment number. Our order establishment number also has been tracking. Order establishment has continued to be going up, and part of the way that we've been doing this is we've been encouraging staff to be aware of the fact that we are performance-based. We're saying, look, we've got metrics, we've got measurements out there. How are we doing? If you're working in the call center, or if you're a case manager, or you're a paralegal meeting with the public, so how many meetings did you have last week? How many people did you get referred into our grant partner programs? And so people are responding to that. I've also been working hard in order to give people the opportunity to do their jobs, to treat them as professionals and say, look, we're going to be accountable for when we do well. The whole agency is funded better when we do well. And so people have been, I think, working very well with that. The next one I wanted to pass out to you is collections of current support. The old year is in the light green. The new year is in the dark green. Those have been continuing to track upward. I'd like to thank my wonderful assistant Cheryl downstairs for putting together the art for you all. And then finally, the collections. One thing with what you have in your hand there, the collection of current support. Current support those are the dollars that, I mean, I really like to focus on that number because those are dollars that pay for groceries and shoes and rent. The next number, so that is current support is what's due this month. How are we doing on collecting that? And then finally, on cases with arrears, which can be a little tougher for us to be able to collect some of that back debt when we have prolonged periods of unemployment. Some of this can be quite old, where we've been able to enter into some alternative payment plans with people. We've been aggressive with that. But what that's showing you is that all of those metrics, paternity establishment, order establishment, current support, and collection with on arrears, I'm pleased to say all of those have been going quite well. Now, the last graph that I'm going to give you looks like this, okay? And what it does is it tracks all four of those numbers over the past 10 years. So paternity, order establishment, current support, and arrears, how we've been doing over the past 10 years. And while it's relatively steady, what you see is in the past year, 2 years, that this is actually ticking up. And what I'm particularly proud of our staff with, and Mark, I'll pass that along, what I'm particularly proud of our staff doing is that if you take a look at the current numbers that we're at, and remember, those numbers are how we're funded. The better we do in that, the better the funding comes through from the state and federal government, and the less is the burden, the more services to your constituents, the less the burden to Milwaukee County taxpayers. And if you compare where we're at in all four of these metrics, we passed a big goal about a month or two ago where we broke 80% in order establishment. That had never happened before in the history of the agency. Oh. So that meant that at that point we were better in order establishment than we had ever been. When we closed out the year in September, we took a look at all the numbers, and I've been seeing those month-to-month graphs that I just showed you guys, and I knew we were doing pretty well. But what this graph tells you is that we're better right now in all four of our metrics than we have been in 10 years. So that is a story of employees at Child Support working very hard with, keep in mind, those very difficult caseload numbers that we've got. And I think that it's a story of success, and I wanted to take the opportunity to share that with you. So in terms of community outreach, I wanted to talk to you guys about how we're doing and also about our community outreach. We do our best to get out into the community, into your districts. All of you have members, have constituents with child support cases, whether that's in your county supervisory district or in the future supervisor senator elect in your Senate district as well. I'm more than happy to help on a one-to-one basis. If you give me a call, I will track down that case for you if possible that day. But to the extent that we can, to the extent that we have the funding to do so, we like to make sure that we're getting out there into the community. In the past just a couple of months, we've been at the Social Development Commission Resource Fair. We just did the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative Summit at the Destiny Campus up on Good Hope Road. Just last week, we met with, we had our people off-site with laptops. We met with 400 guys. We entered into nearly 400 alternative payment agreements, and we were able to make a lot of adjustments, particularly on some back state owed interest and debt. We were at the VA stand-down, Park Lawn Father's Day celebration, Milwaukee County Board open house, of course. The Fatherhood Buzz, which was an event held with fathers in barbershops all around the community. The VA Expo at the Zoo, That's My Dad program, the 53208 Resource Fair, and we're especially out there with our Pathways to Responsible Fatherhood program. We also make an effort to meet with people coming out of incarceration on reentry issues, and we have a prison program by which we are the only county in the state by which we can toll, provided that the mother agrees and provided that the person hasn't been convicted of abuse of the mother or the child, because we don't want to reward that behavior. But we toll or halt the collection of child support and also interest during the period of incarceration, so that when that person comes out, that they don't have that additional burden. It's tough enough getting people out into a job, and if we make it harder for them to get into a job, we're not going to be able to collect child support. So I think that just kind of makes sense. So I'm going to just hand it over to Mr. Holmes, But one of our biggest projects has been this Pathways to Responsible Fatherhood program. About a year and a half ago, we were a little less than, well, not quite a year and a half ago, October of last year, we were awarded a grant from the Administration for Children and Families in Washington, D.C., we're the only child support agency in the country that was awarded this, and this is called Pathways to Responsible Fatherhood. We're serving 1,800 fathers in the community annually, helping to remove some of the burdens, some of the stumbling blocks to employment, reconnect fathers with their kids. That gets to better outcomes for the fathers, better outcomes for the kids. And also we've got some job placement. We've got some relationship education that goes on there. And one of our major grant partners in this is My Father's House, which is the creation of Mr. Al Holmes. He's been just a fantastic performer on this. I get a month-to-month report in terms of the number of people that were getting enrolled in this program. Al's organization has done just a fantastic job with it, and we look forward to continuing our work with My Father's House and hopefully being able to expand that in some other areas, including employment. And with that, I will hand the microphone over to Mr. Holmes.
Please.
Good morning.
Hi.
I know most of you, but and I've been before you before. Everything Jim said is true. But a lot of that is with our help, and our is the community. Going back historically, 1997, when President Clinton was still in office, he declared fatherlessness a national epidemic. The National Congress appropriated $150 million to that effort, and then Governor Thompson brought that back to the state of Wisconsin, and we held a meeting in the Dells in May of 1999, at which he charged us all with trying to find out how to bring parity to fathers, especially non-custodial fathers, with services from the different entities in the community. 32 of us came back here from multiple agencies, and we got together and created what is called the Milwaukee Fatherhood Collaborative, looking at all different areas that we could help people to be more open to working with fathers, and especially those who are custodial parents, and many are now. We also looked at primarily the job losses in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee to the point that people were not able to pay child support. I came to then the director of child support, Mr. John Hayes, and we talked about the issues of why people are not paying child support. And the biggest issue is the fact that we have a very strong collection agency, but there's no enforcement of visitation and custody. And that is not on child support, that's on the courts. So we addressed both of those issues, and we partnered with child support and asked them to come out into the community with us to talk to people one-on-one, face-to-face, and work with people and show them that there are human beings working in this agency and that they will work with them as long as they are making a true effort to take care of their children. And that's part of why the statistics are so good, because of the fact that people are not afraid to contact the child support agency and they're not afraid to work with them as long as they're getting, they feel they're getting a fair deal.
Sure.
Our agency changed names. It's the same agency, the Milwaukee Fatherhood Collaborative. We changed the name when we incorporated in May of 2011, and we set up our own office, and we're part of the grant for the Pathways to Responsible Fatherhood. Our primary goal is to educate as many people as possible. We are charged with serving 770 a year overall. 200 of those are through the Bureau of Child Welfare, where when a mother loses the child for whatever reason and they can't locate the paternal father, we go find them. Last year we received 171 referrals. We found 131 of those people. Over 100 of those agreed to participate in our program, and many of them were awarded custody of their children. So we have a number of single fathers out here with children, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that they get on their feet and to be able to maintain proper homes for those children. that reduces the number of children going in foster care and to the adoption system. So that's a large part of our work right now. In addition, I teach classes at my office on Saturdays, and we have four other agencies that we teach responsible fatherhood classes at, which are at North Division High School on Monday evenings, South Division on Wednesday, and Thursday we have classes at Marshall High School and at the 16th Street Community Health Clinic. Two of those sessions are done in Spanish only. So I had one last night, and I have another one tonight. So we are working primarily to educate people to their responsibility of being parents, especially the men. We also work with women who want to be involved in the class. The federal government says we can't turn women away, but we don't change the curriculum. It's still a male-centered curriculum, and we have several women enrolled. But they want to see what their men are learning so that they can work better together. We teach responsible relationships. We teach healthy marriage and anger management. So we also have classes in House of Correction and in Felmers Cheney Correctional Institute, and I periodically go up north to the prisons where I used to work and work with men who are coming back to the city of Milwaukee. We recently moved our offices from Capitol and Fond du Lac to 71st and Good Hope, which is the center of our district, which encompasses four aldermanic districts, 1, 2, 5, and 9. So we cover everything from Milwaukee River to Wauwatosa, Menominee Falls, and from Capitol Drive to County Line Road. So we have a very broad area and a lot of people we have to service, but the staff that I have of six people, we move around quite a bit. Most of our services are in the community. They're not in our offices. And we work with the courts, family court, children's court, the court commissioners upstairs. We do whatever it takes to help people get on their feet and then to be more responsible about taking care of the children. I've been a coach in this community for 42 years in high schools, and 90% of the children I've worked with come from single-parent homes. And that relationship that we create in the schools fosters helping to get parents back involved with the children as the children succeed in not only athletics but academically. So everything we do is about rebuilding families and trying to help not only the family but helping the community and this agency to be more humanistic in its approach to doing what it has to do. And it's been working. Milwaukee is a leader in dealing with this issue of fatherlessness and in child support collections overall, because as our involvement got bigger, their collections got bigger. So it shows that cooperation does work.
Wow. Well, Mr. Holmes, congratulations on just an outstanding program. Thank you for your dedication and your service to this community. Wow. I know that there's some questions. I'm going to ask Supervisor Harrison and Supervisor Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to first also just give accolades to Mr. Holmes for the work that you've done in this community around fatherhood initiatives. And also, Director Sullivan, you work very well with me with other organizations to make sure that fathers are involved in their child's life. As we all know, it is very important that, you know, dads are involved and engaged in a child's life in order for them to be, you know, just have a good life and be able to go on and so on and so forth. But needless to say, I guess the point I want to make is, or the question I want to ask is, what efforts are we taking at the county as well as in organizations to make sure that fathers are educated around the whole felony if they don't pay their child support services or pay child support in general, and they think that they can become a felon or they or you know those issues arise in their lives? What are we doing, or what are organizations doing to make sure that these men are educated and not and not misinformed on those issues?
Sure. One thing I would say about the whole issue of criminal non-payment of child support, which is a statute in the state of Wisconsin. And while it's out there, our department is not doesn't manage that. That's something that when the decision to file a charge like that is made, that's made over in the district attorney's office. And that's something that's usually driven, complaint driven, by the non-custodial parent, I'm sorry, by the custodial parent, primarily the mom, going and saying, look, we've got this egregious case, he's got this income, he's not paying, and it's something that it's used as leverage by the district attorney's office. It's an enforcement tool that they need to have, and that is the law of the state of Wisconsin. However, in terms of how often does it happen, as I mentioned, I've got 126,000 cases. I get a report every month that tells me how many cases have been filed for criminal non-payment of child support. That number is usually three. So about three a month out of 126,000. So we're really talking about a drop in the bucket. The way that we educate people about that is we're out there in the community, as Mr. Holmes mentioned, and I mentioned we're at Felmer Cheney, we're at some of the other institutions. We have a program called Child Support 101 that helps to demystify what child support does and how the process works, and the fact that you can come and talk to us, and then we will work with you. But we also need to remember that we are an enforcement agency. Just as the district attorney's office needs to do things like community prosecution and be out there in the community and work with people, they also are the guys who are responsible for prosecuting crime. We're in a similar kind of situation. So we do work with people, but we want to make sure that we have that positive relationship. Do the outreach. That's part of why we're out there in the community, because sometimes people are anxious about coming into the courthouse, going past security. Being here makes people anxious. So our role, hopefully, is to be able to maximize that outreach. But that's one of the challenging things that we have is in an era when state support of child support has been decreased 50%, going from $8.5 to $4.25 million, then that as we strip away the resources for people to do that, as we look at that 900-plus caseload per FTE, it makes it tougher for us to do that outreach piece.
In our classes, we teach people about the laws and this particular one because of the fact that we've had cases where a person who's never broken a law in his life winds up with a felony. Most of these people who get caught up in this are undereducated or uneducated and basically low income. The law itself was, this is just an opinion, put together at a time during an election year. And it was this, get tough on crime type thing, what have you. I disagree with it. I always have. I feel that it's a waste of effort and energy to lock a person up because they are low income or poor. That does not help them to better themselves to be able to work with their children. So if a person is low income and unemployed, having a felony conviction is not going to help them get better educated or help them get a job. It's going to make the situation worse. But fortunately, as Mr. Sullivan said, it's not enforced as much in the county of Milwaukee. It is more enforced in other surrounding counties, Racine, Kenosha, Rock County, Ozaukee, Washington, etc., where in those counties we have been trying to create relationships with the directors as we have here, and we've talked them to deaf ears to the point that they do things by the book, and that's the only way they want to do them. Mm-hmm. And it's lock them up first, and then we'll work with them after that. But felony conviction for a low-income person is almost like a death sentence. I had a young man, 28 years old, go to prison for 8 years. Minimum sentence is 2 years per case. And 8 years of his life sitting in prison because he can't get a job because he didn't graduate from high school. Mm-hmm. Does that help his children? Definitely doesn't help the mother.
Thank you. Another situation that concerns me, and I appreciate the responses because that's very helpful for me to hear that, and others in our community to hear that, those that are listening in the community right now and other committee members. Because I know Director Sullivan and I have talked extensively about that, but I just wanted to get that information out. But just as a follow-up, one of the things that concerns me in this community is that we have a lot of women who won't let the fathers be involved in the child's life, which is very, very devastating to the child and our community at large. And so I'm wondering, how do you work with those fathers to get engaged in their child's life so that they can? Because some of these men are good, established, got jobs, can take care of their kids full time, be the guardian of their child, and that child can be in a home with the dad full time and have full custody. What are we doing to work with those dads who are having trouble with the moms to make sure that they are getting that their cases are heard justly in court so that they can have custody of their child full time? Because in a lot of cases, that dad is way more prepared and way more qualified to take care of the child. Is there any resources?
People to that effect, but most of that has to go back to family court and the judges. We educate them on how to file motions, how to file contempt motions against the custodial parent, to the point that they use the laws and the process to their benefit. But the primary thing that I try to do is contact the custodial parent, and we try to get them both in the same room at the same time, and we work on healthy relationships to the point that we show them that this is not about them, it's about the children, and try to work something out where they start working together for the benefit of the child. And we've had a lot of success in that area.
Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Sullivan, I want to congratulate you and your staff for the award that that you were given. Appreciate that you got that recognition. I also want to congratulate Ms. Nelson and Ms. Richardson, one for becoming the president of the association, the other one for being the manager of the year with the state association. I just wanted to say that. And Mr. Holmes, I want to thank you for your being a coaching person for 42 years. A veteran, you're a person who cares, and that's why there's a lot of valuable work that has been brought forth by you and people who work with you. My question is, with respect to your classes, is there any time or are there times when men who are married, who have children, attend your classes so that they can be the beneficiaries of what you have to offer?
Yes, all of the current Hispanic gentlemen that are in my classes are current all of them married.
Yes.
And they're there to better build their relationships and their families. So that group is all married. Most of the others are single fathers who half of them live with their children, half of them do not.
Because the classes are designed, basically put forth so that those who are not of those who want some strengthening in parenting and to get the information they need to interface with the legal system, they go for those classes, and either, as you said, the children are with them or they're non-custodial and the children are with the mother. But I just had a feeling that there have to be some men who are married who want to be responsible to learn whatever they can in order to strengthen their relationships with their children.
Well, the way we advertise the classes, it's more about how can you better be a better parent, and also to increase your ability to help your children to be better, as good as or better than you are. So the focus is more on positive things, not, even though some of the people come to us through orders of child support from the court system, probation and parole. The majority of our people are voluntary, and they're coming because they want to be there to improve their skills in being better parents.
What's the agency's telephone number, sir?
353-9015, area code 414.
Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anybody else on the committee that has questions or comments? Well, if not, again, thank you, gentlemen. And it is the committee's wish that that we're going to utilize some time, at least at this committee, to accentuate the positive, to brag about the good things that are going on, not only in this community, but what is being served by Milwaukee County. And so thank you. And please let any of us know if we can kind of spotlight you, because I learned a lot today, and I know that there's a lot of good stuff going on, and I don't mean to harp on the fact that the environment that we work in is rather negative, at least it just feels like it, but we know that we're surrounded by a lot of positive influences, and gentlemen, thank you for accentuating that.
Thank you.
Thank you all.